Governor Steve Beshear grew up in Dawson Springs, Kentucky. He has seen families struggling across towns just like Dawson Springs. That's why he's working to create jobs for Kentucky. Governor Steve Beshear's economic incentives are helping to keep people working in large and small businesses across our state, and will take on anyone to do what's best for Kentucky. Steve Beshear, tested, trusted, tough. Candidate for Attorney General Chris Kelly is attacking Kamala Harris with an ad that's been called false, untrue. Kamala Harris is endorsed by Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and every major newspaper, aggressively prosecuting violent criminals as San Francisco's first African-American DA. And Chris Kelly? Not qualified. A rookie. His only experience is designing the Facebook privacy policy condemned across the country. Chris Kelly released your private information. Alberta Darling has a secret, and she's hoping you won't figure it out until after August 9th. You see, Alberta Darling wants to end Medicare as we know it. That's right. Senator Darling wants to take away the Lifeline program seniors depend on for their health care. But maybe this shouldn't surprise us after all the other things Alberta Darling is dismantling. Senator Darling, no wonder you want to keep your record a secret. On August 9th, stand up for Wisconsin families and vote against Alberta Darling. Tom White, he worked his way through college and law school working construction. A different kind of leader for Nebraska, he worked to pass the largest tax cut in state history. Tom White cut millions in state government waste to balance the budget without raising taxes.
I'm Tom White, and I approve this message because Washington may not get it, but Nebraska does.
The truth is an amazing thing. You can smear it, or bend it, or break it. But eventually, the truth wins out. Chet Edwards has never voted to raise Social Security taxes, and he voted against food stamps for illegal aliens. Van Taylor only moved here from North Dallas last year. Maybe he doesn't understand how we feel about someone who'll smear the truth for his own gain.